Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Alicia, and we have a special guest in with us today, Angie Marchese. Woo-hoo. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, I'm actually shocked we could tie you down because you've been so busy.
Well, I know. We just did the live stream this morning.
Yep.
From the Lisa exhibit. So.
And if you missed it, you can actually still watch it.
Yes, it is on live stream right now. We've had lots of comments about it so far. Everyone seemed to love it.
Yep.
That was a great exhibit. But we have a very exciting exhibit that I'm literally going to run from here
and start putting down together.
All about the 60 years of Elvis.
Yes, so. Let's talk about that. And I know in the live stream I watched, of course, and you said, you know, talking about the new exhibits, putting them up, taking them down, how it's bittersweet.
It is. You know, it's really sad to see something that you've worked so hard on go away, especially something that comes together the way the Lisa exhibit
came
together.
And that's so personal, too.
It is. And it's just a side of Elvis that not everyone had a chance to see. And so it was really great to be able to tell that story through Lisa's eyes and, you know, so you could see the Elvis the dad, Elvis the comic, Elvis the person who had to discipline Lisa, even though he didn't want to. You know, you got all of that parenting thing that, you know, we all go through, you know. But it also is very exciting because for the past, you know, 6 months, we've been working on layouts and color schemes and choosing photographs and figuring out trying to figure out what this story is that we're about to tell. You know, how do you encapsulate who Elvis is and why he's still relevant 60 years later,
I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, all of the details that come together after months of hard work and it goes up in days.
It does.
Literally days.
The room gets transformed. And it's funny because you look at these pictures on the computer, the proofs for wall graphics and stuff. And you're like, oh, that looks really cool, but I don't know. And then when it goes up on the wall, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is so cool. So tell me about some of the pictures that we've had to blow up and put on the walls. Like, what's so unique about them?
Well, the unique thing is that they're all my favorite.
That's a good point.
Yes. Being in charge of doing exhibits, you can pick all your favorite pictures
exactly.
of Elvis to put up.
And there's so many to choose from.
And there are. So there are a lot of really good pictures of Elvis in the exhibit. I guess with this exhibit, the main thing was trying to come up with the scheme, the story.
Right.
What are we going to talk about? Because the concept was simple. It's like 60 years ago, Elvis shattered doors, broke down doors, you know, crossed all kinds of gender lines by recording his first song. So the concept is simple, but then how do you translate that into how important it is 60 years later?
Right. Very powerful, but very sensitive.
Yes.
I mean, we have to do a good job of explaining to everybody around the world how big of a deal this is.
Exactly. And, you know, and so it was like, okay, so we're going to start on July 5th, 54. And where do we take the story from there?
Right.
And in our photo database, you know, we have over 80,000 images. So it's like, how can we tell that story through pictures?
Right.
And then add the collection part to it that helps complete the story.
Exactly.
And the text panels and things like that. So besides my favorite pictures of Elvis, it really was going, it's like, okay, let's see all the pictures we have from 54 and 55 when Elvis was first starting out. And if you were lucky enough to go to a concert of his, this is what he would have looked like. And he would have been singing That's All Right, Mama, along with the other songs he recorded at Sun.
Wow.
You know, and then moving forward to it, moving with RCA. And then the song, we're really looking at Elvis's musical legacy through iconic songs from his career, starting with That's All Right.
And he had lots of them.
He really did, but it's really easy. I bet you could probably name five songs from each decade or each phrase. You know, that it's like 56 would be Heartbreak Hotel, 57 Jailhouse Rock, Viva Las Vegas.
It's like taking 30 number one hits.
It really is.
and turning it into an exhibit.
Yeah. You know, and so once we laid out which songs that we were going to, you know, look at Elvis's career through, then you start going through the pictures from that time period that kind of tell that story, you know. We have a gospel section. And so all the photographs we chose for that were all kind of photographs of Elvis, you know, like reminiscing or looking solemn or, you know, at a piano or with his parents, you know, quiet moments in his life.
Right.
You know, and that kind of was with those photos. But then, you know, we've got the Bernie Love section where it's like, okay, we want jumpsuits. We want Elvis on stage. We want, you know, all those type of pictures. Plus the jumpsuit that's in the going to be in the exhibit with that section is the one we have video of him singing Bernie Love. So it kind of all comes together.
I was going to say, it's a very creative process you have to go through. You know, like you said, picking out the pictures, determining which artifacts you want to use because we have a lot of artifacts, too.
Yes, we have a lot of artifacts.
Trying to figure that out. I mean, it's a very long and hard process.
And then also trying to figure out, you know, how do we use things that have never been seen before?
Right. That's another good point.
Two things, which I will tell you now, that are going to be in the exhibit that have never been seen before.
Sneak peek right here.
Is the Elvis's 1955 RCA contract.
Oh, my goodness.
The actual contract that Elvis signed in November of 55 is on display for the very first time
That's
ever.
Huge.
It's a piece of rock history.
It really is.
So that is one piece. And then in the same case, we actually have the agreement between Elvis and May Axton so that he could record Heartbreak Hotel, which became his first gold record.
Oh, wow.
And that contract, that agreement has never been displayed before.
Wow.
So here we have two amazing pieces of rock and roll history on display in the same showcase for the
right.
first time.
That's so, I mean, it really just kind of broadens this exhibit to, even if you're not an Elvis fan, I mean, music fan.
Yes.
You come here and you see pieces of rock and roll history that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Yep.
It's just absolutely incredible. Wow. So you've told us some really
some
neat
secrets.
Some big secrets.
Yes.
And we're not going to get too much out of you because we all want you to come to Memphis and visit us at Graceland and come see this brand new exhibit.
Yes.
What are some other, you know, exciting things that might be in it that maybe we've seen before, maybe not. I don't know.
The other unique thing in this exhibit that, you know, I mentioned the gospel section that we're doing.
Right.
We all know Elvis won 3 Grammys for his gospel recordings. The last Grammy he won was for an album that was recorded live here in Memphis, and it was the live stage recording of How Great Thou Art.
Uh-huh.
And so as part of the gospel section, we have not only the Grammy, but the album cover from the album, which the song was released
on. Oh, cool.
And the jumpsuit he wore that night when recording it.
Wow. I mean, so many people love the gospel era. That's like their favorite. I hear it all the time. Gospel, gospel, gospel. It was so important to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that's a great addition to the exhibit.
Yeah, it's a wonderful addition that a lot of people, they love that aspect about him. But there's a lot of people that don't know that aspect about him.
Right.
And they're really shocked. Or, you know, they're surprised. It's like, wow, the king of rock and roll never got a Grammy for anything
right.
but gospel
it's
music?
So crazy. That's like my one thing to tell people when I take them around on tour. Like, I bet you didn't know
this
was for gospel. That's so cool.
You know, and then we continue to tell the story of these songs and how they've influenced artists today. There's some quotes that we've used from various artists about the Heartbreak Hotel and things like that. And little facts like, did you know that Bruce Springsteen still sings Burning Love in his sets and his concerts?
Right.
You know, but the center of the room is going to focus on Elvis's musical accomplishments.
Right.
His induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
right.
his induction to the Gospel Hall of Fame, his Memphis Music Award induction,
right.
things like that. You know, it's like, this is what he accomplished.
Exactly.
Just a couple of the things.
And I mean, are there any other artists that have ever accomplished these
Elvis was the first artist to be inducted to all 4 major music Hall of Fames.
Wow.
One artist since then has reached that mark, and that's Johnny Cash.
Well, applause to you, Johnny Cash. You're in good company then.
Yes, so you have Elvis and Johnny.
That's really cool. And I really think, you know, the 60 Years of Elvis exhibit is such a broad, you know, kind of name for the exhibit, which gives you a lot of room to play and a lot of room to grow. And so I think it's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see it.
Yes, it's
hopefully you'll
be
invite
great.
Me up soon so I can.
I'll come give you a sneak peek.
A sneak peek of everything to see here at Graceland. So, Angie, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a fantastic podcast.
Thanks for having
me. We hope you'll come back and see us soon.
Oh, I will.
And we're going to get on the road soon and do some traveling.
Yes,
and
you can find Elvis in several cities coming soon.
So, you know, follow us on Twitter. Keep up with where we're going at Visit Graceland. And this has been a great edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.